save you 15%.
Looks like 7 after the hour on the weekend edition of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's available right here, right now at 888-553-7536. That's 888-55. Dr. Ken, why would you want to call if you're new to the program? Dr. Ken is an expert cardiologist. Excuse me, he can help me with my cough.
Absolutely.
Or whatever else may be ailing me and or you, more importantly. Dr. Ken has great experience. He runs a wonderfully successful cardio clinic in Florida. And by the way, a lot of people ask every week, how can we be in touch? Easy to do. His number directly is 800-LAKE-CARDIO. That's how you make an appointment. People come from all over Florida, all over the Southeast, all over the country, and all over the world to see Dr. Ken. And if you're new to the program, I think we have a couple of new stations this weekend, Dr. Ken. They will get the sense of how you are interested in their health. What are your health problems? What are your health concerns? How can we empower you? That's one of the favorite words now, to pay more attention or to do more with what you have informationally. Dr. Ken will help you with that through the course of the next couple of hours, 888-553-7536. At your service at Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. You can send him email or me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. Dr. Ken has a blog at his drkenshow.com site. What has been the conversation back and forth? Go to the upper right-hand corner, by the way, of the to drkenshow.com to find the blog. What have you been conversing about with people this weekend?
Well, a lot of questions about the cell phone calling and affecting the brain. People are concerned about that.
There are a lot of. Why don't we get into that and you explain? This has been a controversy. It's not like it was new. We've been talking about this ever since cell phones have been around, and that's been what 30? Has it been 30 years? It's been about. Hasn't it been 30? 25 years? You know, when did the cell phone first start being used? Seems to me those big, heavy, clunky things we had
1980s.
Yeah, and we had them plug into the car and all that good stuff. So the brain activity, you know, I've been very concerned about the brain since my experience at Seriscan. And the just as an aside, the fellow, the football player who committed suicide this week because he was worried about what was going to happen to him as a result of playing football all those years. I think he was 50 years old. Can't remember his name at the top of my, begins with a D. But his life ended because he worried about the condition. He knew there was something wrong with his brain. He wasn't sure what it was. So he wanted to leave this earthly life and commit his brain to be used as a tool, a study. And that's pretty much like we've been talking, the whole business of football, that's one thing. But the premise that people take their brains for granted.
Dave Dwersen.
Dwersen, that's it, right. So people do. I think the cell phone technology, because it's handy, everybody's using them not only in this country but all around the world. Tell us about what this latest study from the American Medical Association suggests.
Doug, this is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. Spending 50 minutes with a cell phone plastered to your ear, it's enough to change the brain cell activity in the part of the brain that's closest to the antenna. But whether this causes any harm, unfortunately, it's still not clear. This study doesn't tell us whether it causes cancer. What it did find out is, interestingly, glucose, sugar metabolism, the part of the brain, that the substance that it uses to use for energy in the brain, and it's a sign of brain activity, increases in the brain of people who are exposed to a cell phone in the area closest to the antenna. So you put this cell phone next to your brain for 50 minutes, and that part of the brain that's near it, it's increasing the activity, the metabolism at that site. My advice, until we really know 100% whether these things are totally safe, use the hands-free, use the speakerphone. That's the way to do it.
Well, let me just, in terms of my own knowledge here and what I found out, I've become dangerous. The folks at Seriscan spent a couple of days with me. I met a neurologist. I met a nuclear physician. They're all people that are experts in the brain. They examined my brain. And it takes a good deal of time to go through all this. I'm going to have a consult with hopefully you and the other doctors involved a week from Friday for them to go over what the results of this scan were. But in general, what we don't know or what we don't think about when it comes to our brain, this is basically that this matter, the reference to gray matter in your head, is like jelly. For a long, well, all my life until now, I've thought that the brain was sort of solid, that the material in there was solid, but in fact it's not.
It floats.
It floats around, and you have the skull, and then there's a lining. It's a thin membrane, isn't it? It's sort of a...
Neuromatter?
Finish, yeah, and that's the only thing that protects you. So you get into these football games, you're wrestling, maybe you're a boxer, you play soccer, all of these things, and you use your head, literally, or it gets used. And there isn't much there. You know, the fact that there aren't more injuries, frankly, given the kind of impact if you run into somebody and have a good football helmet on, and you run into somebody and hit them in the head, it's like being in a car accident and hitting a wall at 25 miles an hour.
Doug, I think there's more injury than we even realize.
Yeah. So anyway, this is now just beginning. All this discussion about the brain with Durison's death. And the focus on this company doing what it's doing, the studies that are being done at universities around the country and around the world, I just say to, maybe I'm a whistleblower, I say to parents, when you know this and you expose your child to or your grandchild or whatever, you don't bring this up, you don't think about it, I think you're an irresponsible parent. And that doesn't go over well with people who are in Ohio who love football.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida, anywhere. Okay, next up on the Hit Parade here, we talk a good deal about prostate problems, prostate cancer, some new information this week about the PSA number. And first of all, you ought to explain, because you and I talk about this all the time, what PSA stands for and why men and women need to have at least some understanding of what the PSA number is.
This is a very important study. This came out of Sloan Kettering this week, published in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. The PSA, prostate-specific antigen, it's a blood test, and it can tell us whether you have prostate cancer, but it's not specific to prostate cancer, and this is where it gets a little cloudy. It can tell you if you have benign enlargement of the prostate, BPH, or even an infection, what we call prostatitis. But the news this week out of Sloan Kettering is that these investigators studied whether considering PSA velocity. That means whether it changes by one or more year to year, regardless of what the absolute number is, whether PSA velocity adds value to the biopsy or not decision, because that's the tough problem us doctors have. We see the numbers. Should we biopsy it? And in those otherwise low-risk men, it concluded that it does not. And this is a little surprising because mm-hmm. can't tell you how many people end up at places like Sloan Kettering because their PSA went up a single point from the year before, from 1 to 2, for example, still under 4, which is usually the magic number when it's getting high. A lot of doctors are going to stop looking at PSA rises of 1 or more a year and ordering biopsies after this. But just having a rising PSA, if nothing else was considered, was associated with a slightly higher risk of having cancer, Doug, although not the more worrisome, aggressive kind. But the PSA level alone, not its rise, was a much better predictor of tumor.
Well, you know, I told you, I think I talked to Julian Whitaker, who is another doctor who's a friend of mine, and we were discussing this PSA number because mine had gone from a 0.6, where it's been for as long as I've known you and as long as I can remember, a 0.4, 0.6, like in there. And then this year it went to a 2, which is more than twice what it was last year, at least in the first test.
It's more than 1 in a year. This would be increased velocity. And before this study, we may have been very concerned, but this study would tell you, you know, it may not be so bad because your level is still under 4. But as I told you, I still think you need a good exam.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have a good old digital rectal exam. We all love those. Men, every year you got to get this. Anyway, Whitaker told me, the same thing that we just said, this PSA number stuff, all you're doing is giving the urologist business. It isn't as important. And so you wonder, what good is it at all? And I mean, listening to what you just said and what I'm hearing echoing in my mind that Whitaker told me, why?
What this study discovers is that it's good if it's high. So if it's greater than 4, it's helpful.
Then you look
It's not foolproof, but it's as good as we have.
All right. So one of the things that Ken and I talk about with regard, there's almost not a week that goes by that we have some prostate cancer information, because it is such a problem, because there are so many concerns, because there's so much misinformation, or there's stuff that's, I don't know, misleading, but confusing. So the best thing to do is, in a sense, not worry about the prostate. And the way, even though you need to get these done, get your PSA check, get the digital rectal exam, but also feed your prostate. Feed it. And if you feed it with super beta prostate, I was chuckling this week because of all the attention Ron Reagan was getting from his book and the arguments he's been having with some of the right of center radio hosts on the political talk shows. And then I was sort of wafting back to when he was the spokesperson for beta prostate. He spent about a year, and he's about the right age. I'm thinking there may have been something going on with him. That's why he got brought into the mix. Otherwise, I mean, why would you hire Ron Reagan to be a spokesperson for a beta prostate problem unless he has the problem himself, which goes to show you that anybody, any man, can have this problem. And as Ken so well knows, and has actually already alluded to the fact, that prostate health is one of the most important things for longevity for men. And feeding it with these, what do they call them, super beta sterols? What do you call the stuff that's in super beta prostate?
Pure beta cytosterol.
Cytosterol, yeah. There's a salt palmetto in it. There's yohimbe. There's all kinds of stuff. It feeds your prostate, so it's a healthy item in your body. And the women, I've said this any number of times, more women call to order this stuff than men because they sort of get it. Men are silly. There's an aftershock, though, that goes with learning that you have that number, and then you start, oh, my God, what am I supposed to do? Feed it, and you will not, where you'll have healthy sleeping habits, because this stuff makes you sleep better, but also because you'll be rested knowing that you're doing something to counter what may be the natural impulse of your body to have problems like this. 800-607-7078. A free bottle awaits you when you call that number. You just pay shipping and handling. 800-607-7078. Super beta sterol, super beta prostate, all in one. 800-607-7078 for your free bottle.
Thank you, America. For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited-time offer, and okay, actually you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
800-5, whoops, let's do the other number, 888-553-7536. Actually, if you use the line that's normally associated with this program, 800-510-8255, you get through as well. But some folks think it's easier to remember Dr. Ken's special number, 888-55-DRKEN, 21 after on Good Day Weekend.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Near you.
Dr. Ken and Doug, sitting by waiting for your calls. I get so many emails all week. Dr. Ken, I can't get into your show. Let me give you a little secret. We have open lines right now, and if you call now, you will get a chance to speak with us. If you wait till the end of the show, you won't. It happens every week. Here's the number, toll-free from anywhere in the country, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. 1-888-55-DRKEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. I will get you on the air. I'll answer any of your questions from head to toe. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist, spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I've been seeing patients for over 30 years. Went to medical school at the University of Pennsylvania. I was an intern and medical resident at Duke. And then I spent a few years in California doing extra training about the heart and cardiology. And then I've been in practice out of Orlando with the heart for over almost 25 years now. There's almost nothing I haven't seen in medicine at least one time. If you have a question about your parent, yourself, your spouse, your kids, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. There'll be no paperwork, there'll be no bill, and I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions.
There you go. That's enough right there. No bill. Send your thoughts, but we're not psychic. We can't get the thoughts as you call 888-553-7536. Here's an email from Erin who wonders about HGH. She's heard that it may counter diseases. What do you think? There is a lot of, I read these things from time to time. The HGH, the human growth hormone, is supposed to be the secret to the fountain of youth. And so one wonders, I think a lot of bodybuilders use this stuff instead of using steroids. They use DHEA. I don't know if there is a similarity or difference, but what's the story about HGH for this lady?
Well, human growth hormone is a natural product. We all need it. It makes sure that we stay up to where we're supposed to with our height. And I think it's fine to give a child, if they're having a stature problem, they're far behind where their height is supposed to be. But unfortunately, Doug, this is being used for people to lose weight, to gain muscle, to bulk up. I think that all of these other uses for HGH you're being a guinea pig, because I don't know whether it's long-term safe or not. I certainly don't recommend it to my patients.
When you say long-term safe, what might be the things that would be risky that people would want to be concerned about if they're taking HGH? Because you have to have some amount of human growth hormone in order to have sex, or isn't there? I mean, that's why it's in your system.
Well, I'm not talking about taking away what you naturally have, but anytime you stimulate cell growth, you have to worry about cancer, because that's what you're doing with this growth hormone.
Yeah, would that lead to? One would wonder out loud whether it would lead to the problems we were talking about with the prostate.
Absolutely, to cancer.
Yeah.
And that's why we need long-term, carefully controlled studies before I would want to submit myself to this.
Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Dr. Ken. Check out the health. We have our weekly health newsletter that Ken publishes. What's the highlight of this week's health newsletter?
This week, Doug, the latest news related to nutrition, the information published in the journals your doctors read each week in the last 2 months, things you wouldn't expect, how to use foods to naturally improve your health. But this is evidence-based, all proven in big studies, information you're not going to find elsewhere.
So you sign up for the Good Day Weekly Health Newsletter, edited by Dr. Ken, by going, again, to DougStephan.com. Dr. Ken's very prominent there in the co-host box. See his picture. Click on that. Do the same thing at DrKenShow.com. See the notice of the weekly newsletter. Click on that. Put your email address in there. And every Friday afternoon, you'll get this information that Ken's talking about. Coming up, when not to call 911. It's 28 past on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with the credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information.
1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Health and wellness in the focus now at the 33 past the hour mark. You're listening to the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The most important piece of the puzzle here is what's in his mind and what your question is. 888-553-7536. Health and wellness. Yes, yes, yes. Somebody, let's see, who is this? Looks like Melissa has asked a question about something that she heard regarding cardiac problems and depression. You have to deal with both of those. Which comes first, maybe, is the question here. If you have a healthy mind, is your heart going to be healthy? Or if you have a healthy heart, is your mind going to be healthy? Do worries over one's heart lead to depression?
It works both ways, Doug. People after a heart attack or after bypass surgery, any heart procedure, become more aware of their heart. We have to focus on their mental health because they have a tendency to get depressed. And that depression just increases the inflammation and increases the stress hormones, the fight or flight hormones. And it just becomes like a snowball going down the mountain, an avalanche, and both of them don't do well together. Or you can have first comes depression, and that puts a lot of stress on the heart, and it can lead to problems in the circulation to the heart, a heart attack. So you need both working well. If you have a heart problem, you need to make sure you're having a healthy mind. If you're having some mental health issues, you need to watch because you're at higher risk of having heart issues.
888-553-7536. Mike is in Junction City, Oregon. Good morning, Mike. Welcome, and say hi to Dr. Ken.
Good morning, Dr. Ken, Doug.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Hey, I have a question on my cholesterol. I have high triglycerides in the 900s and total cholesterol, I think, is 260 or so. Been on a low-fat, low-saturated diet for about a month and a half now, and I'm also taking a statin that was prescribed. The question is, how bad or how high is that? And then also the time frame to get that lowered and actually see results of of increased exercise and diet.
Maybe one of the first clues to this is, whoa, after he heard that number.
This is off the Richter scale. I'm so glad you called. I don't want to alarm you, but we're going to help you. And you just did a life-saving event calling us today. There's an article in the Annals of Neurology this week about how high triglyceride levels increase the risk of ischemic stroke, which typically occurs when blood flow to the brain is blocked by buildup of fatty deposits within blood vessels. Usually we think of heart problems, pancreatitis, but this week the problems with triglycerides, which is one of the subfragments of the total cholesterol molecule, this was out of the Annals of Neurology, so you have even more things to worry about. When you have your triglycerides above 500, it's an urgency. Above 1,000 is almost a medical emergency. You need to immediately get on something to get those triglycerides down. My favorite way to do this is there's a drug called Laveza. It's actually industrial strength fish oil. So people who are uneasy about taking so-called drugs, this is a natural way. It's a very high-grade fish oil. You take it 4 grams. It's called Laveza. It's very effective. It's indicated when the triglycerides fasting are above 500. Mike, are you a little short for your weight?
No, I'm 180 and about 5'9½".
That's not too bad because you must have a genetic issue.
I carry my weight in my gut, though.
What I want to recommend to you is get your thyroid checked. I hope you're not taking too much alcohol, adult beverage. You want to limit that. This increases the triglycerides. Excessive white flour, white sugar products will increase the triglycerides. Also, get your sugar checked. A lot of people who have uncontrolled diabetes have trouble.
That came out fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I would get a blood test for your thyroid. I would very quickly get on either Loveza or Tricor, which is another medicine that we use when you're very high with triglycerides. The statins don't do very much for triglycerides. They get the bad cholesterol, the LDL, down. That's what they basically do. But for triglycerides at your level, you're going to need if you were my patient, I would have you on Loveza yesterday. I'd make sure your thyroid was okay. I'd make sure you were eliminating all the bakery foods that you probably like, the white flour, the white sugar products.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate that greatly.
Mike, let me know how you do. I am concerned here.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Get to work on it, Mike. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken's job is not to scare you, not to surprise you, but to support you. Greg is in Beach, Alabama. What kind of beach are you in, Greg?
Orange. Apple and orange.
Great. All right.
Welcome, Greg.
I should have figured that out from ORG. What's up with you, Greg?
Well, I'm taking 3 kinds of medications. 2 are blood pressure medicines, and 1 is for my prostate, and I have severe night sweats.
And you're not on anything that lowers your blood sugar. Famously, the medicines that can cause night sweats are the blood sugar-lowering medications. Also, sometimes if you're on steroids, that can do it. If your blood pressure is going too low, do you ever check your blood pressure with a home device when you have excessive night sweat?
No, I haven't.
That's what I would do, because maybe it's just going too low at those points. And you're not – the other things – there are a lot of things that can cause night sweats. An infection, you're not coughing, anything like that?
Not really, no.
And your thyroid's been checked?
No, that hasn't been checked.
I would get a blood test there. And has this been going on for a while? Here in Florida, we've actually had a heat wave the last week.
Well, it's been going off and on for probably 6 or 8 months, and lately it's gotten worse.
And does this coincide with the initiation of any of these drugs?
No. Actually, I take the drugs when I get up.
No, but I mean, did they start, your doctors start these drugs around the same time this problem began?
No.
You've been on the drugs a long, long time?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then it's less likely, and I would want you to see a good internist and get a head-to-toe physical. Make sure that, I don't want to alarm you, but make sure there's no underlying infectious issue. There are some some malignancies that can do this. And again, I don't want to alarm you. There's a lot of issues here. But just for peace of mind, there are endocrine hormonal reasons that can cause this. I would want the first thing easy I would do is check your blood pressure, get your sugar checked, get your thyroid checked, and then get a good internist to do a head-to-toe examination physical on you just to exclude some of the things that we need to reassure for peace of mind are not here.
Okay.
There you go, Greg. Do a good job on yourself, and you can report back in if you'd like. A lot of people do call back to let Ken know how they're doing. You want some more support? As he said, there's no bill. Call him anytime, 888-553-7536, anytime we're on the air. You can send the email along anytime during the week, and we'll address it as we can, as time allows. Speaking of time, 19 before the hour, Digestive Advantage, one of the companies that Ken and I have been following, been involved in. Well, it's actually there's an umbrella company called Ganaden that we first discovered when we were focused on probiotics and Sustanex. They make that product, but then it's sort of, ratcheting up the next degree, the next performance level, the next best thing for you to do, other than just enhancing your immune system, is to deal with a lot of things that people have problems with. If you go on a cleansing diet, for example, like I have the last couple of weeks, you're liable to have a lot of gas. Bottom line, it's one of those human conditions. You laugh about it or you try to stay away, but it's gas is gas. How's that? There's the quote of the day, Ken. Gas is gas.
Enlightened here. Well, let's let some out here and we'll try to solve some problems. The reason why I like this is because I have so many patients who come to me complaining of symptoms of the digestive system that their doctors just can't help them with, and they're looking for a natural solution, but an evidence-based one, one where there's good studies showing that the product's safe and effective. And that's why I got so excited about these Digestive Advantage products, Doug, because they have the healthy bacteria, the probiotics that more and more traditional doctors are adding to their practice to help you or your immune system get revved up. But they also have healthy ways to get rid of these digestive symptoms, and they've added to the Digestive Advantage not only the probiotics but healthy enzymes that help support lactose defense, gas defense, Doug will get use that one, constipation, and then there's an intensive bowel support for a lot of nuisance problems that none of the doctor's medicines are helping you with.
Yeah, nuisance problems. You have gas and bloating and maybe irritable bowel syndrome. There are different products Digestive Advantage makes. All you have to do when you're shopping at one of the big box stores, Target or Walgreens, the big drugstore chains, Rite Aid, go to the digestion section. They have you see it. You can go, there's Pepto-Bismol, all kinds of things. Well, in order to get yourself tuned up, if you will, and not worrying about embarrassment if you're in close quarters, you work in close quarters, get the Digestive Advantage product that best suits you. You read all the description, get all the information, and make your decision. But they are available pretty much everywhere. You go to the even Target has this sort of thing. What you're looking for to improve the workings of your innards, as my grandfather used to say, is Digestive Advantage.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay, new Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief, the right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
Fellows and the Home Safety Council have teamed up to educate families about hidden safety hazards in the home with a focus on the home office. Safety expert Mary Kay Appy offers these tips to protect your family, especially children, from injuries and to help everyone stay productive.
An important area of the home to keep safe is the office. Be sure to keep sharp office supplies like scissors and letter openers out of harm's reach, and look for certification from safety testing laboratories on items like extension cords and surge protectors. Printer ink can be poisonous, so store printer and ink cartridges in a locked cabinet out of a child's reach. Choose office appliances with safety features already built in, such as shredders with SafeSense technology, a mechanism which shuts down the machine immediately when hands or large pets come too close to the paper opening. And lastly, don't forget to unplug necessary office equipment when not in use.
For more information, visit fellows.com.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace,
the weekend is coming!
Take 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag and turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace to pick up your bag and get ready for the weekend. At Ace, the helpful place. Offer good at participating Ace stores on February 26th only. Discount applies to the regular price of in-stock merchandise that can fit inside the bag at one time. Limit one bag and offer redemption per customer. Additional conditions.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Hey, hello to Monica Ramada, who's following us on Twitter this morning. Ken, you can do that. Follow on Facebook. Go to DougStefan.com. You'll see the listen box. Click on any number of ways for you to be in touch with us. But the best way to be in touch is to be listening as you can. These shows are downloadable. You can listen to them anytime you want. Go back in the archives, months and years, if you're curious about what other things Ken has been talking about to a lot of you. Help yourself. Meanwhile, 888-553-7536. So when ought we not call 911?
Doug, in the Emergency Medicine Journal this week, which a lot of doctors read, we learned that 1 in 3 people do not understand when an ambulance is not necessary to deal with common medical situations. So I put together a little quiz for you, Doug, and the answer is just simply call or not call.
To call or not to call, that is the question.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Middle-aged man with pains in his chest, possible.
Possible.
What do you think? Middle-aged man with pains in his chest. Call or don't call?
Yes, call.
Exactly. Possible heart attack. Acetaminophen, a painkiller overdose. Call or don't call?
Call.
2 for 2. Very good. A woman going into the early stages of labor. Call or don't call?
Don't call.
Wow, he's doing great. Man with chronic back pain who has run out of painkillers. Call or don't call?
Don't call.
Doing great. 4 for 4. Older person slurring his words after not having drunk any alcohol.
Call.
Exactly. Possible stroke.
Yep.
A traffic accident victim.
A call.
You're doing great here. A 3-year-old with a piece of Lego stuck in his nose.
Don't call.
Excellent. Sense.
Yeah.
This is a tough one. Think about it. A 4-year-old with high temperature and stiff neck.
I think you call a pediatrician, you don't call the ambulance.
You'd need to call. This could be a meningitis,
really?
Possible life-threatening problem.
All right, so I got one wrong. Uh-oh. Do I need to stop while I'm ahead?
We can keep going.
All right, one more.
Okay, single episode of blood in the urine.
No, don't call.
Doing great.
Yeah. All right, so it's interesting to get these reference points. Maybe a few more of these questions. It's 50 minutes past the hour on the Good Day Weekend program.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb.
What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
888-553-7536 coming up. People who are hoarse, what's the problem?
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Hang on. Help is on its way. 888-553-7536, all around the country and all around the world at DougStephan.com. You can hear this program as we broadcast live every weekend. See what we can do to help you and your health issues. It's Claude. This is an interesting place, Ken. He's from Frog Jump, Tennessee. Claude, you must get a lot of jazzing about that.
Oh, yeah, I get a lot of jazzing. How are you this morning?
All right, sir. What's up?
Oh, well, I was thinking about this, and I thought it would be a great time to call. I get a lot of raspiness, a lot of almost feels like sometimes some congestion in my voice throughout the day, worsens at night. In the area that I live over here in West Tennessee, and recently, as of last week, my wife and I took a first-time-ever cruise, and we went out of Jacksonville, Florida. Well, day two of the cruise, all this cleared up, and for the whole week, I had no problems with this problem going on. And I get back home, and within a couple of days, it starts right back up. And I realize it's probably just some of this area, but I didn't know what Dr. Ken kind of thought this might be contributing to.
So you left your environment and your hoarseness went away?
Yes, sir.
Are you around chemical fumes or air pollution or dust?
Well, I mean, we live in a small, you know, rural communities. You know, there's farmland around.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, nothing chemical plant-wise or like that.
And then you came back to your environment and your hoarseness came back?
Yes.
I would look around your environment. Sometimes hoarseness can be caused by inhaling dust, irritating inhalants, smoke. Does anyone around there, are you getting exposed to secondhand smoke?
No.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm an operations manager for a book publisher.
And are you exposed to anything at work?
you know, everything is packaged, you know, product. When we do open the books and go through them for specific things we have to do for the customers, and then, you know, this time of the year, I would think it would be less, you know, around home because, you know, none of the farming activity is going on right now. You know, it's all laid by, so.
What about stress? Are you under a lot of stress at home? Sometimes that can make you hoarse.
No, I don't think nothing's unnormal, you know.
What about overuse? Overuse when you're home? Do you use it a lot more? Did you rest your voice?
Say that again?
Did you just rest it when you were on vacation?
No, we stayed pretty busy.
But were you talking as much?
Probably more.
Probably more.
Yeah,
what I would do here, if it really went away when you left your environment and then came back when you went back to your environment, that's what you're telling me, right?
Yes, that's what I kind of noticed.
I would look very carefully at your home and your work environment and make sure you're not being exposed to any toxic element in that environment.
Well, the other thing is, this affects me on my farm. In the spring, actually through much of the season, I get hoarse, and when I go to Los Angeles, it doesn't bother me. So there is something to where you are. You know what to do, Claude?
Okay.
Here's something to try. Find some local honey, locally produced honey. Take a tablespoon a day with some cinnamon. Let's go to any store and get some cinnamon, put it on top of the honey, and take it and see what that does for you.
I'll do that.
All right. That's a radio broadcaster's way of keeping his voice from going down the road that yours has gone. So see if it works. What the heck?
Allergies can cause hoarseness.
Yep, that's for sure. Good luck. 888-553-7536. Let's see. Paula, you want to talk to her next, Ken? It seems, what's going on with you, Paula?
Calling about my daughter. She's a 13-year-old, and in November, they were diagnosed her with LPR, laryngeal pharyngeal reflux.
Easy for you to say.
Well, I've been practicing.
Good job.
So for 2 months, she was on omeprazole with a little bit results, not a lot. So in January.
That's a strong acid blocker.
Yep. Then 6 weeks in January, put on Nexium and not seemed to improve much. So last week, we went to the doctor and trying Dexilant now. Wondering if it's nutritional or if there's some. She's concerned about her voice. She likes to sing.
Yes.
And
the
has
acid,
not been able to sing.
Exactly. The acid comes up and can affect the voice, and we're running out of time. I would talk to a dietitian because there's so many foods you need to cut out. Caffeine, soda, high acid juices, onions, garlic, fats, and don't eat 3 hours before going to bed. If the drugs don't work, the next step is surgery. So talk to a dietitian who's familiar with this problem.
That's good advice. Ken's advice is always good. Take it or not, help yourself. We'll give it. You decide what to do with it. 888-553-7536. An hour already gone. Another one coming up on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.